Some of you do know that I was in Southern Illinois before, and I'm back now. And one of the organizations that I've just been so proud to champion and just talk about all the good that you guys do is CASA. And, you know, you guys do so, so much. Nanette is in studio with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me in today.
Well, anytime. And I know, you know, with COVID and everything, a lot of nonprofits have been hit pretty hard.
You're right.
Everybody is just trying to do the best that they can. And you guys have kind of an exciting fundraiser going on right now.
We do. We're super excited. As you had mentioned, you know, everybody's kind of suffering a little bit. And it's really difficult to create fundraisers that go with all the social restrictions that we've been experiencing. So we last minute kind of all came together as a board and staff and decided to do a Jeep raffle.
That's awesome.
I know. We're so excited. Of course, this is our first one, so we're still kind of learning as we go, learning as you go, trial by fire. But no, we're really excited to be able to offer this Jeep. We're selling the tickets for $150 each, which sounds like a lot, and I get that. But we're only selling 800 tickets.
Wow.
One in 800.
That's amazing. So you know that you've got a chance. And, you know, it really isn't unreasonable because those Jeeps are amazing. I mean, somebody's going to be taking home that beautiful Jeep.
I hope so. Yeah, we've got an MSRP of like $49,000 on that Jeep.
Wow.
And a little bit of custom work done to it. Got some tinted windows and a vinyl wrapped hood. So, yeah, a little over $49,000, one in 800 chance. We do have, just in case, we do have our alternative prize. If something happens and we aren't able to sell, I believe at least 525 tickets, you still get one in 524 chance of winning $10,000.
Wow. Okay. That's awesome, too.
I mean, that's better than any lottery you can come up with, for sure.
I'm going to tell you guys, or actually I'm going to say Nanette's going to tell you guys how you can get these tickets, how you can get in on this in just a second. But let's take 1 minute to talk about CASA, because this is an amazing organization. I mean, you guys actually serve as advocates for children that are dealing with unimaginable issues, you know, thing.
Absolutely. Yes, we court-appointed special advocates. Our agency, we recruit and we train community volunteers to advocate for the best interests of children who have been abused and neglected and have found themselves in the foster care and juvenile court system. So I'm pretty proud of us. I like the work that we do. I think that we make a difference. Currently, and I assume just due to COVID, we have the smallest pool of advocates that we've ever had. Mm-hmm. So it's really disheartening. We're really struggling trying to get people interested and getting people involved. We've got, I know, at least 16 children that are waiting for their voice in court right now. And that breaks my heart.
So absolutely.
We're really looking for people to reach out and that want to give a child a voice, want to make a difference, you know, want to give back to the community. We help you with all of that. You just have to be 21. Pass a background check and have a passion for kids, and we teach you the rest. No problem.
That's amazing. And a lot of times, you know, to think about these kids having to go through all of this, the court proceedings and the different things that they have to go through without having any voice at all, is just heartbreaking. And that's where you guys step in.
You got it. You know, the caseworkers, they run themselves ragged, and I can't give enough props to these caseworkers. I used to be in foster care placement. I know firsthand what a struggle it is. They have to look after, you know, anywhere from 22 to 25 children, you know, just on their caseload alone. It's tough. They can't give that child the attention that they deserve. CASA can. We're in there. We're in there from the beginning. We see it through to the end until they achieve permanency, and we're that one constant face in that child's life. So it's very important.
It is such an amazing organization, and we need to keep you guys fully funded so that you can continue to do the good work that you do. So let's talk about the fun Jeep raffle and how people can get these tickets.
Absolutely. So if you see the Jeep out running around, we've got big QR codes on the side of it. So easy enough, scan the QR code, and it takes you straight to the website. If you're not available or you don't find us out and about, you can go to jeepsforcasa.charityraffles.org, or you can go to our website, CASAWilliamsonCounty.com.